I don't think she meant to hurt me.
Well, her being a metahuman explains General Eiling's interest in her.
And why he stole the case from us. He didn't want anyone to know what she could do.
Detective?
Doctor. So, human bomb. Must be Tuesday in Central City.
Yes. General Eiling is not one to give up a potential asset without a fight.
We have to find her before he does.
Barry, can I see you for a second? When were you planning on telling me that Iris saw the streak?
Well, that was not planned. She caught me off guard.
We had a deal. You keep her in the dark about the metahumans, and I don't go Floyd Mayweather on you.
Okay, Joe, I know.
And she's writing a blog now.
I already talked to her about that.
Well, talk to her again, and be more convincing.
You mean right now?
Yes, I do.
You gotta stop writing about this guy. I mean, he doesn't even exist.
I saw him, Barry. He wears a red suit, like a uniform or something, with a lightning bolt on his chest.
Iris, come on. You were drinking last night at the bar.
I was not drunk, and I know what I saw. He wears a mask. I think he smiled at me.
First of all, if he is wearing a mask, that probably means he doesn't want people to know who he is.
It doesn't matter who he is. What matters is that people know that he's out there. What is wrong with you? This is important to me. Why can't you be more supportive?
You haven't even put your name on it. I mean, how serious can you be about an anonymous blog?
Okay, you know what? Our entire lives, you couldn't scream loud enough that the impossible existed. And now it's actually happening in Central City. I have proof of it, and you don't want to know about it? That doesn't make sense, Barry. So when you're ready to tell me what this whole routine is really about, then we can talk.